the Saturday Light Brigade. We're in the midst of our youth expression showcase hour, and it's really fun. The Fairchild Challenge is a national program. It's sponsored locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. And what happens, as its name implies, is a challenge is issued every month, and there are middle school and high school participants. We have the winners of the latest middle school challenge. First, I want to give you a sense of everybody who is in the room with me right now, and then we'll talk a little bit about the challenge and how they approached it. But first, we'll let them introduce themselves. And if you could just tell me your name and the school you go to, maybe what grade you're in. And if you want to say hi to anybody or give any shout outs, perfect time to do it. We'll start with Elsa.
Hi, my name's Elsa. I go to the Ellis School and I'm in sixth grade. And I want to give a shout out to all the teachers at the Ellis School, and especially my art teacher, Miss TD, because I don't think I could have won the challenge. Got an honorable mention for the challenge without her.
Hi, my name's Olivia. I go to Montour David E. Williams. I'm in fifth grade, and I want to say hi to my mom, my dad, my sister, Nicolette, my grandparents, my cousins, and Bob.
Hi, my name's McKenna Robinson. I'm in fifth grade. I go to the David E. Williams Middle School, and I would like to say hi to all my relatives listening and my best friend, Marley.
Hi, my name is Allie. I go to Shaler Middle School. I'd like to give a shout out to the Awkward Squad, if you're listening, all the teachers at the middle school, and especially Dr. Gerlach for helping me with this. And I'd also like to thank my mother for driving me here today in the snowy weather and stuff.
Hi, my name is Tegan, and I'm in eighth grade at Carson Middle School. I'd like to give a shout out to anyone listening from North Allegheny.
Hi, my name is Melina. I go to Carson Middle School and I'm in eighth grade. I'd like to give a shout out to Claire, Jesse, Ellie, Nicole, and my sister Olivia.
Excellent, and I'm so glad you're here. So who can tell me about the challenge and what you are asked to do this time around? Elsa, and feel free to jump in the conversation. This is more about you than me. Elsa?
Okay, so this month we were to draw a plant and pollinator interaction. So you could draw a bumblebee and a flower, and it both the pollinator and the plant had to be native to Pittsburgh.
Anything else to add to that?
We also had to write an essay. We also had to write an essay describing the pollinator and the plant we chose, and how the pollinator pollinated the plant, and just a bunch of information about both of the pollinator and the plant.
I never thought much about it, but our pollinators and plants kind of matched. Some pollinators go to some plants. Can anybody explain that a little bit?
Well, each plant has its own mutual relationship with a special pollinator usually. So I drew a trumpet honeysuckle because that's one of a hummingbird's favorites.
Can some pollinators visit different types of plant species, or is it usually a one-to-one relationship?
Usually one-to-one.
Interesting. See, I never... biology was never my strong subject at all. So how did you all approach the challenge? Can you guys explain what you did, or you girls explain what you did?
Well, I know we both used colored pencils for what we were doing. So we talked to our art teacher, and they told us what kind of like drawing style to use to match with our pollinator and flower.
Very cool. So did you do it as a group project, a drawing you did together? Or?
No, we did it singly, but we were in the same room while we were working on it, so we shared ideas.
Okay. And what were your pollinators and flowers?
Mine was a swallowtail butterfly and a white laurel flower.
I used a magnolia and a red false neck blister beetle.
Gosh, did you, I never really thought about all the different kinds of pollinators that are out there to make these. Did it make you think about the diversity of species and what's out there? I would imagine.
Yeah, it was really cool to learn about like what different like bug species could pollinate flowers, because I really never thought butterflies would be qualified under that.
Yeah, now I guess we know what you plant if you want a butterfly garden, or what you plant if you like to see hummingbirds come by. Allie, what did you do? How did you approach it?
For my my art, I did the hummingbird moth and the bee balm flower.
And tell me about the flower. What does that look like? I don't know that flower.
Well, it's usually a purplish magenta color, and the petals are kind of spindly, and it's really vibrant, and I chose it because I thought it would really give a lot of color to the piece.
How did you draw it?
I used colored pencils and regular pencils, and I just took a picture, and I went off of the picture, and hopefully it turned out okay.
It's neat that, at least so far, you used colored pencils, the three of you. Were you required to use colored pencils or to do it by hand?
We couldn't use watercolor is what I was told, but a colored pencil was recommended.
Neat. Let's hear what McKenna and Olivia did. How did you go about this?
Well, we used the forget-me-not flower and the tiger swallowtail butterfly, and we drew it using regular pencil and looked off a picture of it.
Neat. And tell me the pollinator again.
Tiger swallowtail.
Tiger swallowtail. What does that look like?
It's a yellow and black butterfly with a bunch of really cool markings, and it has a little blue and orange at the bottom.
Very cool. And I think in a minute we're going to talk with Emily, who is from Shaler. She couldn't be with us today, but Emily Kelly, I think, worked with Allie. Did Emily work with you? I know she's also from Shaler.
We did two separate.
Let's get a mic in front of you. I'm sorry.
We did two separate art pieces, but we bounced ideas off of each other.
Let's hear from her. Emily, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry.
Hi. I'm sorry you couldn't make it because of the snow, but I'm glad you can be with us by phone. What did you do for your project?
Well, I drew an apple blossom, which I got the idea from when I was a kid. I went to Sorgel Orchards with my mother and my sister, and we saw the honeybees on the apple blossoms all the time, so I drew a honeybee on an apple blossom.
Excellent. What a good idea. What did you use to do your drawing?
Well, I used mostly pencil. Well, it was all pencil. Pencil, and then for the bee, I did colored pencil just to bring it out, because when we were looking at it right before we were to send it to Fit, it looked like it was kind of getting lost in the flower. So we made a last-minute decision to color it, and that was just Prismacolor pencils.
That makes sense. How do you feel about bees in general? A lot of people are afraid of bees.
Well, I kind of have mixed feelings about them. I don't like being stung, which is a reasonable thing, and I've been stung a lot by bees, but they are necessary, and it's really sad to see that their numbers are declining due to things like pollution and habitat destruction. So,
yeah, I was going to ask if any of you here who are with us as well. And also, we talked, your flower was honeysuckle.
It was a orange trumpet honeysuckle.
And what was your pollinator?
A ruby-throated hummingbird.
Oh, that had to be really pretty. Have you seen the hummingbird?
Yeah, actually, when we moved to Pittsburgh, we were very surprised that when we went out in our backyard in the summertime, there was a hummingbird on these honeysuckles that we had out in the yard, and we didn't expect that we would find one here, and that's what gave me the idea to do that, because we have both of those, pollinator and plant, in the background, in my backyard.
Yeah. Has anybody else been lucky enough to get a hummingbird to their yard? It's not easy to do. We've done it by having special feeders, and we've tried special plants, but it's tough. So doing a project like this, what does it leave you feeling? Do you feel you changed at all in terms of your thoughts towards plants, insects, pollinators, or towards your understanding of the environment compared with how you are now to how you were before you started the project?
I think it changed me personally. It changed me a lot because earlier I just thought of pollinators as just bugs. They really didn't have a lot to them. But then I started researching the hummingbird moth, and I saw that these pollinators were actually beautiful and really interesting creatures that we shouldn't really take for granted as we do.
That's a good observation, and that was Allie. Anybody else?
I've always known that pollinators are extremely important because after getting stung when I was little and saying, I hate bees forever, my mom and dad sat me down and talked to me and said, you can't say that because without bees, you wouldn't have food. So I've always had some sort of appreciation for them. But doing this project, I did expand my knowledge by talking to Allie and Richard about all the different kinds of pollinators that there are. So I guess it expanded my knowledge.
That's great. Thank you, Emily. And your observation?
This project really gave me a new appreciation for all the different pollinators that there were. I didn't really realize how important they were before this, and I kind of always just imagined like butterflies and hummingbirds, but I actually did mine on a beetle, which most people don't see as being a very important pollinator. So it really helped me realize that.
Yeah, I usually have thought about beetles as almost nuisance insects rather than important. That's going to make me think about it a little bit differently. Did you want to add anything?
It just made me think about the plants being more important than I thought of them before. Like this flower, it necessarily wouldn't grow unless the butterflies would pollinate it. So to think about it that way, it makes you have a better appreciation for like nature.
Very cool. Elsa, I think you were about to say something.
Yeah, I loved seeing everyone in the class have their different perspective of what they saw the pollinator doing to a flower and what they chose to do, what flower. And I also liked thinking about, I always just thought of the hummingbird as a really beautiful bird in my backyard, but now I know that it's actually an extremely necessary bird.
Yeah, I never thought about it. That's a really good observation. Everybody has good observations. Let's hear from our Montour girls. Anything you'd like to mention?
Well, I've always just thought of bugs and bees being like just a nuisance, and I never really liked them. But if you really just want the beautiful flowers that are out in your yard, then you have to realize that there are and a very important part of everybody's life.
I always thought of butterflies as just being pretty to look at, but now I understand that they're actually really necessary in having gardens and plants.
Well, it sounds like this was a great challenge for all of you. Emily, is there anything else you'd like to say?
In regards to the plants or the pollinators?
Well, anybody, I don't know if I gave you a chance to acknowledge anybody you might want to thank or if you just want to give a shout out to anybody since you're with us.
Well, I'd really like to thank my classmates and Dr. Gerlach because I had no, I can't think of the word, motivation to do this until I had them yelling from across the room, you better do this. Because I wasn't very confident with my abilities to draw flowers or insects, pollinators, things like that. So I'd really like to thank all of the students in the 8th grade cultures class at Shaler and Dr. Gerlach for looking over my shoulder. And if I were to be doing something and if I weren't doing it like the right way, for example, in every corner of my drawing, you can see a bit of a vignette. I always made the mistake of turning my paper and drawing the shading in different directions, and I had to have Dr. Grandma come over and look at it and say, no, you have to make sure that's in the same direction. And then I also had her teaching me a bunch of different techniques with just the entire aspect. Like, I'm not using the right words.
No, I understand what you're saying, though. It never occurred to me. I am not very good at drawing at all. And I would be very good with the facts on this project and understanding the research part of it, what pollinator and what plant. But when it came time to actually having to draw something, I would find it very, very difficult. So that's a great observation. Emily, thank you for being here with us today by phone to help represent Shaler. And did anybody else have any closing remarks? We have a minute or so left. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here today. And we'll have the next challenge coming up from the Fairchild Challenge next month. And you can learn more by going to fairchild@phipps.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.